What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh, my gosh. I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise. Shining on them because they hate it, baby. Yes. And why do I tell you that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh, my gosh. He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what is the second reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. Huh? Come on, man. Y'all already know. Come on. Y'all already know. Say it with me. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So, look, there's a third thing that I tell y'all too, right? What do I say? I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Huh? Hi, haters. Because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now look, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, what's this lady's name, Jay, and she out here giving shout out to haters, what's all that about? Let me explain it to you, right? Hate is acknowledgement backwards, okay? Sometimes you got naysayers, you got disbelievers and stuff. They don't believe it. They don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. You know, that type of hype. They don't believe it. They don't believe that you are who you say you are. You know, that you trying to put it out there in pieces for them. That God is blessing your life. They don't believe none of that type of stuff. So they come over there and they like, wait a minute, hold on. Is that my boy over there shining on him? Is that my girl over there shining on him? Because somebody putting it out there in pieces. You know, they peeking. They looking around. They trying to figure out what's going on. Trying to be a little nosy, you know. Because they got to, you know, see what it is that you're doing. Because you out there shining bright like a diamond. And they're over there looking. And what happens is God put you out there in pieces for them. He says, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup's going to run over. Because I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Right? That's what he says. So he anoints your head. Your cup run over. They over there, they looking at all the goodness that you got. When he prepared his table for you in the presence of your enemies, right? They watching you eat. And what happens is, whatever message and bait that God is using to put you out there in pieces, they wind up getting blessed by the message. So when they come over to me, because I know that God's putting it out there in pieces for them, baby, I can't say nothing but, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. All right, so look, Have y'all been going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby, huh? Checking it out. Mama just dropped a dime on y'all. Yes, I've been putting it out there in pieces for you. So look, if you don't know what's going on with me, I'm coming over my whole little health issue. You know, sometimes I have good days, sometimes I have bad days, you know. But I ask one question, Lord. Why so much pain, but he knows what's best for me. Y'all know that song. I won't complain. So I don't complain, right? I just put it out there in pieces for you. And I'll be doing that over there. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. And mama just dropped a dime. Yes, a real big dime. I gave y'all a little bit of a new song that I came out with. Yes, baby. Just simple. Just simple. I can't give you too much. Just a touch. Just a touch of the J. Yeah, that's it. Not too much. So I put that out there in pieces for you. Also been dropping some of my fitness pieces. Got the bands. They about to come out. About to show y'all them so y'all can check them out too. Just got done doing the artwork and stuff for that. So y'all love that and everything. And you know, just other pieces. Scroll around on the page. Check it out. Y'all have my app of the day. Oh my gosh. A lot of inspirational posts. Some funny stuff. You know, new podcast alert. We also did the Beat Break Radio morning show, where we were asked the question, why do women not like guys, nice guys, you know? So I put that out there in pieces. You know, everything, the 411 wire, my whole tribute to DMX, you know, everything. I don't Beat Break Radio, all that. Just check it out. It's all on. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Now, look, I got to move on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. Yes, and talk about making love in V's kitchen. Have I been making love in V's kitchen? Well, not really V's kitchen, because, you know, I'm in a hotel and everything, you know, and check out those pieces too, because, you know, you ain't paying attention. You got to get the story, right? Because, you know, I always got a story to tell like Biggie. But, yeah, I've been making a little love in the kitchen at the hotel. Yeah, y'all, I'm living in a hotel, and I've been doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. You know, not too much. Like I said, just a touch, okay? But this is what's going on. I'm getting ready to introduce butternut squash. Now listen, for those of y'all who know me personally, I love butternut squash, especially butternut squash soup. But I'm a little nervous, I ain't gonna lie to you, because whenever I introduce a new food back into my system, it's a little scary. But I'ma do what it is that I do, that I do, that I do, because I make love in V's kitchen, baby. Alright, now look, we're gonna skid on over to the left, and we're gonna talk about Just a Touch of J's fitness. Yes, the fitness pieces. Y'all been going crazy for this my pink pussycat one. Yes, child. I'm getting ready to do a live video. And I'm going to wear the pink pussycat for y'all so y'all can see how I look. And yes, I have been working out. I told y'all that I'm doing what it is that I do. Been doing the arm weights. Yes, I'm getting up there again. I'm up to like 15 pounds. So that's real good for me. Okay, I'm still doing push-ups. Not 100 a day, but I'm doing 40 a day, 5 days a week. Okay, I'm doing the squats. Okay, sumo squats and other squats. Yeah, I can see my legs sewn up and everything, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. My gosh, I'm getting back to them pieces for you, baby. Now look, guess what else I've been doing at Just a Touch of J's Fitness? Yes, putting it out there on Just a Touch of J's Fitness. The online store is open. All you got to do is go over to Just a Touch of J's Fitness on Facebook or Instagram, or this is justatouchofj.com. Check it out, and you get to see all my stuff. Yeah, all you got to do is you go over to Instagram and Facebook, just click on a picture, and it just pops up for you, and you can purchase it just like that, because this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I told you, I got to put it out there in pieces for you. And we also got J's Fit, okay? Also pieces with J's Fit, J's Fitness pieces too, waist shapers, bands, all that type of stuff, thigh shapers. And then I have Taylor's Fit coming to you guys. It's the guys' fitness line. J's Fit is for me. All the women, Taylor's Fit is for him. Yes, Taylor Fit to you. Gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby. But that's coming. Now look, I gotta skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, because I gotta do what it is that I do, baby. And we have to talk about the Just a Touch of J app. Yes, the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all got the Just a Touch of J app doing stuff. No. Why? Yes. Why do y'all have the Just a Touch of J app doing stuff? Huh? Y'all got the app popping like popcorn, baby. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on with Just a Touch of J app and the Just a Touch of J podcast. Y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast popping like popcorn, baby, too. Oh my gosh. Y'all got my numbers just going up like thousands and thousands and thousands. And people, y'all out there listening to me. And this Just a Touch of J, baby. Now I'm really obligated to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay? I love my babies. All right? Now look, the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, all right, has my papers, and you can go ahead and get the Just a Touch of J papers. And you want me to tell you what the name of them are? Okay, this is the name of these papers, y'all. All you need is Just a Touch of the J, because that's all you need. You don't need too much, just a touch, baby. Okay, but you'll be able to purchase those up in the links in all my bios, in the link tree in the bio, and in This is Just a Touch of J store. This is JustaTouchJ.com. All right, check it out. Okay, and the last thing I want to talk to y'all about is Beat Break Radio. Y'all got to check me out on Beat Break Radio. Okay, 12 o'clock midnight. Yes, the Just a Touch of J show. I told you some new stuff is coming out there right now. We just playing the reruns and stuff because we putting it all into motion and stuff. Yes, and I'm gonna do what it is that I do, baby, for y'all. We go ahead and love stuff on the late night, baby. Oh my gosh, dropping a dime on y'all. And guess what else I'm gonna be doing too? Okay, another segment, because I'm already doing the 411 Wire, which is the hottest entertainment segment out in the A. Okay, because this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. But I got another little small one I'm going to be doing too. And that's playing every top of the hour. So make sure y'all check out all my pieces, because this is Just a Touch of J. Like I said, I got to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. So look, oh my gosh, I always tell y'all, I got a story to tell y'all like Biggie. Listen, I got to drop a dime on y'all. Let me tell you what happened today. You know I got a word for you. I got to give you something, right? God laid it on my heart. I said, you know what? I got to talk to my babies. I got to talk to my babies real quick. I got to tell them something. So, I'm chilling today. I'm doing what it is that I had to do. I go to the doctor's. The doctor's like, oh my gosh, you're looking good. You know, you gain some weight. You get so strong. I'm like, I know, y'all. I gained some more weight. For those of y'all know, I had went down to 105 pounds, y'all. I had lost like 50-something pounds because of all this stuff I got going on, child. But I'm up, and I'm getting up there, and I will be putting it out there so y'all can see those pieces. But as I'm leaving the doctor's, my son calls me. So, doing, you know, today earlier, I was doing my devotions and everything that I had going on. For those of y'all who don't know what devotion is, you know, it's time that you spend with God in the morning or whenever it is that you want to do devotions with Him. So I'm spending time with God, and you know, God's laying things on my heart. And my son, while I'm calling me, and I start talking to my son. When me and my son be talking, we be talking all day. Any of y'all out there do that with like y'all kids and stuff? Like my son, he's up in Jersey, I'm up in Georgia. And when I talk to my son, I'm talking about, yo, we be talking for like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. Like seriously, like that. Like, I'm going to call you right back. And we just be on the phone. We be vibing. We feed into each other. We sow into each other. Shout out to you, Taquam. I know he's listening. He has a huge YouTube following. Child, he had like 1 million followers at one time. But he started over. And now I think he just got like 100K or something like that. You know, he put out their pieces for you. But you know, I'll put his stuff, link in the bio, or go over. My name is RNI76 on Instagram. And you'll see some stuff. Or We Are Just a Touch of J. He's on a We Are Just a Touch of _ J page. Okay? On Instagram and on Facebook. And you can see who he is and get all his information. All right. But anyway, look. So we're having a conversation. And we're talking about generational curses and how, you know, they're in different families and stuff like that. You got to be careful with them, you know. So we're talking about his father, my father, my mom, you know, things that just passed down through the generation. Any of y'all out there, y'all got like generational curses and stuff like that, like things that just passed down through generations. That's what we call generational curses. And we call it like the curse because it kind of like curses the family, right? Look, it's like one thing that happens. Like, let's just say, like, your mother is a drinker. Then, like, somebody else is a drinker. Or maybe because her mom was a drinker, you're a drinker. Something like that. You know, this just says, J, baby, I don't know. We putting it out there in pieces, right? So, I'm like, you know what? I told him, because I was going to do that one today. So, I said, you know, I should talk about curses. And he said, no. You know, you should talk about something else. I said, what you want me to talk about? Tell me, right? He said, I need to talk about people not minding their business. Oh my God, y'all. This is just a touch of J. I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you. So this is what he said. He said, you know what, mom? You know why people always got an issue? Because they always worried about somebody else's pieces. I said, you know what? You're right. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, literally. You got issues, like, going on with your life because, like, you focus on everybody else but yourself. So, this is what I want to tell you. This is a real quick, simple, easy podcast. Stop focusing on everybody else and focus on you. When you focus on you, they'll focus on you. Okay? Like, if you're one of them people who need that attention and stuff, you know, you want everybody to just know what you're doing. Listen, don't be out there focusing on other people. Because when you're worried about this person and when you're worried about that person, that means you're not worried about you. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I can't have my babies out here lost. I can't have y'all out here all messed up. No, out here trying to be all nosy up in everybody else's business. Like, for instance, Instagram. You're scrolling, you're trolling, you're doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. You're looking at this post, you're looking at that post. You got something to say about this one, you got something to say about that one. But yet, hours done went by, minutes done went by, and you ain't focused on your own goals and your own career. Yeah, stuff like that. When you so busy focused on everybody else, how can you focus on you? Huh? Any of y'all out there, like, you just like, this is what used to happen to me. Let me be transparent. I be out here putting it out there in pieces for myself. I'm talking about a whole schedule. Y'all who know me know I get up at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock I'm doing this, 7 o'clock I'm doing that, 6:15 I'm doing this, 6:45 I'm doing that, 7:15 I'm doing this, 7:45. It's all like boom, 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 boom. Okay, and I'm just right now learning how to get back into those pieces because of everything that I had got going on, you know, my memory and all that was all messed up. It really jacked me up, okay? So I'm coming out of this thing, so I'm getting back into this, right? I got a schedule, okay? My schedule goes as follows. I don't let nobody interrupt that. But at times in my life, you know, I would have, you know, some of these guy friends, you know, look, y'all, just got to be honest. And they would hit me up, especially this one in particular. Oh, my God, he was the love of my life, right? And he would hit me up, and then soon he hit me up, you know, all direction would change. I turn around, and I start looking at his pieces. Any of y'all females out there going through that? Like, seriously, like, you know, you out here doing what it is that you do. You focus. You doing what it is you got to do. You like, yes, girl, I've been out here dropping downs on them. I'm shining on them. They hate it, baby. You living your best life. Then all of a sudden, that one, you know which one it is. And he come out, and you know, he hit you up or something. They all to say, you change directions and stuff. Then before you know it, you off course. You don't even know why you off course. And then you turn around, he gone. Because he don't got his pieces together. You had to get rid of him or something because you like, oh, this guy still don't got it together. You know, like that whole type of thing. Fellas, let me come over here to you. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, you working out, you bodybuilding, you doing what it is that you got to do. I don't know, you dieting, you working on your career, you're doing something. You know, prospering in life. And then here she come. You know, the one you like, you know, thick, you know, slim, you know, in all the right places, trims and everything. Just, you know, set right out there for you, all of the pieces. And, you know, you start looking and then y'all start going out, you start doing stuff. Before you know it, you off course. Any of y'all out there, I know y'all out there going through this. It's easy because we all go through the same thing. So I know you out there going through these pieces. Well, look, listen, I used to go through it. A lot of y'all out there, you went through it too. Or you still going through it right now. You just got to remember, focus on you. Yeah, when you focus on you, the focus always gets to you. You understand? Because people want to know why you so focused on you. They want your information. They want to know what you got that's going on. What you got going on. Because when you focusing on you, you shine on. You understand what I'm saying? You shine on them. And they don't really like that. They like, wait a minute, what's going on? What you got going on? You know, you're doing something different. They want to know. Right? You cannot turn around and then focus on them because you'll lose focus on your own pieces. So I just want to tell you, if you out there and you getting a little lost, you know, for whatever it is that you got going on in your life, it could be family, it could be anything that's making you lose focus, don't lose focus. Stop being nosy. Pay attention to what you got going on. Don't worry about anybody else, because the minute that you start worrying about other people, you ain't worried about yourself. And my son said, you know what, Mom, look, he said, peep it. He said, let's just say, like, y'all, this is what my son said. He said, your life is going the way that it's supposed to go, right? You out here doing what it is that you do. Then all of a sudden, you let somebody up in your circle that ain't supposed to be in your circle. Then all of a sudden, your circle starts turning into squares. Child, this is Just a Touch of Jay. I've been there. I've done that. I know y'all was out there doing it too. Watch your circle. Same thing happens with your circle. People see you shining on them. They want a little bit of that too. No, it's reciprocity. They should be able to feed into you the same way that you're feeding into them. Okay? And if they're not, that means you're going to lose focus. That means you're going to start worrying about what they got going on and not worrying about what you got going on, because they're not giving you the same thing that you putting out there in pieces for them, baby. All right, this is a real simple podcast. It ain't too much to it. It's just a touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. It's real simple. Let me sip on some of this water. Hold on. Y'all like it when I do it like that. But anyway, look, it's real simple. Just focus on you, okay? All you got to do is focus on you. Don't focus on anybody else, because then you'll lose focus, okay? That's how you lose focus. If you're in a situation right now and you're like, oh my gosh, I was just so focused and now I'm off focus, just figure out what you started to focus on. Because you started to mind somebody else's business or something. You started doing something you ain't had no business doing. Okay, just get right back to focusing again. Like my dad says, okay, realign, get yourself back, you know, get back in order and get back in order and do what it is that you do. That's it. Easy, simple. Don't focus on other people's business. Focus on yours. Allow them to focus on you. And when they start focusing on you, don't turn around and get in their business. You keep going straight. Okay, like me today, for instance, right? A lot of stuff was going on. Oh my gosh, I was getting emails about this, emails about that. A lot of schedules, a lot of things was changing, a lot of compromising situations. Now I got to maneuver this and maneuver that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even feel like doing this podcast. This is a podcast popping Thursdays. I'm doing it on Friday. I'm like, it's a lot of stuff going on with my pieces. I don't even feel like doing it. My son was like, mommy, you know, you got to keep going straight. I said, you know what? You right. As long as I'm going straight and I'm focusing on what I need to focus on, my career is going to keep going the way it's supposed to go. You can't fall back into pieces and change the direction. You got to keep on going. That's what I'm saying. So when people come over and things start happening, things start changing, you cannot focus on something else. You got to focus on the goal. Keep on going straight. This is Just a Touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. That's all. Just keep going straight and everything going to be right. All right. Now look, I'm up out of here. Okay. Now, how y'all want me to end this? Huh? How y'all want me to end this thing? Y'all like it when I do it like that? Yes. This is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So, look, what's the first thing I tell y'all? I'm about to end this thing. I tell y'all too. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't feeling wise. Please don't. And if you out there losing focus and you turning around and you doing all this other stuff instead of doing what it is that you supposed to do, baby, that you do, that you do, that you do, you will lose focus. And people will make you feel like you ain't thoroughly wise. And then you will make yourself feel like you ain't thoroughly wise, because you'll be upset because you are off course. Been there, done that. Used to do it a lot, okay? Until I got my mind straight. All you got to do is get your mind straight. You got to check yourself, because you might be wrecking yourself, okay? And you cannot wreck yourself, baby. You want to know why? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine like, you know, like that. You gotta shine bright like a diamond. Yes. Ooh. And shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. That's what you gotta do. You gotta shine bright like a diamond, baby. Okay? And you know how you shine bright like a diamond. Well, I always tell you, all right? By spreading love, man. Cause it's the Brooklyn way. And this is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. All right? You gotta spread love, reciprocity. That's it. Just spread love. You're gonna get back what you put out there. All right? Always. All right? So, quick recap. All this was about was just minding your business. Yeah. if you're off course in life, and sometimes you get off course in life, it's because a lot of times you're minding somebody else's business instead of yours. Focus. Focus on the goal. Don't worry about what they think about you. Now, look, I always got to drop a dime on y'all. So, look, I always got to give y'all some Bible stuff, too, because, you know, I love Jesus and I love God, and I got to give that to you. I got to put that out there in pieces for you, okay? So, what happened? I always tell y'all about Moses, right? But Moses, he was, you know, he was the person who did everything. He put it all out there in pieces for him. God wanted Moses for stuff. Okay, like, look, Moses, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. And there was some times when Moses, this one particular time, where he wasn't really trying to believe it. Okay, he wasn't. You want to know why? Because he started focusing on what he thought that people thought about him. And then he got all discombobulated in his pieces. God was like, look, go down there and tell my people in the wilderness, you know, we'll tell them this, you know, tell them this. And Moses was like, they will not believe me. Because he started focusing on the fact that they was out there butt bald, naked, you know, chilling, partying, doing what it is that they do, that they do, that they do. And God like, look, I need you to lead them up out of the, you know, this wilderness. I need you to do this. You know, I need you to part the Red Sea. I need you all this. And Moses was like, no, they ain't going to believe me. Right? Because see, when he started focusing on what they was doing out there, partying and wilding and all that, it started to affect his belief system about himself. See, and it changed his direction. Okay? He was doing what God told him to do. Then it started changing him a little bit. And it happens to the best of us. So, we can't allow that to happen. Okay? We got to trust God. We got to keep moving forward. We got to stay focused. Don't let anybody get you off course. Mind your business, okay? And put it out there in pieces for them, baby. All right, now look, I'm about it here. I love my babies. Oh, my gosh. This was a quick podcast, okay? Make sure y'all stay tuned because I got, you know, Sunday's word coming. You know, I already dropped a dime on you, told you what it's a little bit about. You know, the generational, the curses. You know, so I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to spit a dime on yo with that right there. And I'm going to be back. When I got something else to say, yeah. When I got something else to say, yeah. When I got something else to say, yeah. Make sure y'all check out the songs, because they are up next. And for the last time, man, this is just a touch of J. All right? Y'all know I'll put it out there in pieces for you. And like I said, I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say.
What's up, y'all? This is just a touch of J.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all hear that?
Come on now.
J. _ letter J. Letter J. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace.
I just had to drop a bomb on life flex.
Oh my gosh, just that work, baby.
And baby,
you know you're fine, right?
Fine,
right? This is just a touch of J. Just drawing J. Hey, y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app.
J.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of Jay.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of
Jay. Lady,
we are here.
Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake. You know, with just a touch of J too. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. And y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right, listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Make y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen.
Going over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She's gonna get brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of J.
Trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man.
just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. Cause I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Y'all hear that?